Welcome to Cozy Womb Podcast. Today I wanted to talk about something that I wish I had as a teenager. Mainly because life would have been a lot easier if someone would have told me. So this is episode 7 of Cozy Womb Podcast. Welcome back. And I want to talk about things I wish I knew didn't matter, because a lot of what teenagers think matters really doesn't. We are in my new podcast space. I basically had to cut in half one of my living rooms in order to make sure the girls had their own room this school year, because their personalities are getting too big for them to be sharing a room. They're completely different people. And I just want them to have their own space so I can have my peace. And having my peace means I have to be able to sacrifice something. So I'm sacrificing my podcast room in order for me to have a podcast space. So that is why I am where I am. If you don't know who I am, or is this your first time listening or watching an episode, I am Shan. I am the mom of the girls. I have 2 daughters, will not be producing any more human beings on this planet. Knock on wood. because it's a lot. It's a lot coming from a mom to just throw herself into. Okay. Those who have 3. Those who have 4, those who had more than that. Okay, not for me. 10 out of 10, do not recommend. But I want to make the best of it. So you can find this podcast on all of your podcast platforms. It's Cozy Womb Podcast. Okay, you see it. All right. And you can find other podcasts that I do on shambipodden.com. You can find the merch, Cozy Womb Podcast Show, on Cozy Womb Shop with Teespring. That is who drop ships my merch. I did update the hoodies on there. I did update the t-shirts, the mugs. I'm preparing you guys for fall, okay? We are.
O'Reilly. You've got questions? O'Reilly Auto Parts has answers. Need a pro you can trust? We've got that too. No matter what you need, our professional parts people have the training and expertise to help you do things right. Deep automotive knowledge. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are clearly in November. This is dropping on 11/11. Okay. For the girls that know, that know. Okay. And this is Anya's birthday month. So yeah, we're going to enjoy it. She's going to be 11. Okay. And she's giving me very much preteen, and it is very hard to not say certain things I want to say. But I think I'm doing a pretty good job balancing it. So let's just get into the episode, okay? I told you where you could find me, at Shambi Podden. The Cozy Womb Podcast has its own podcast, IG, podcast, Twitter. If you would like to email me, it's cozywombmama@gmail.com. You can DM me if you have any questions. I think TikTok has gone away by now because their deadline was September. So I don't know what's really going on, because I'm doing this before. Okay, so I'm doing this podcast in the future. Okay, so I don't know what's going to happen. But yeah, and I think it's a political month. So I don't know what's happening right now. So let's just hope for the best, okay? So, the things I wish teens knew did not matter. I just feel like the kids need parents' guidance. Okay. And that's dad and mom, male and female, man and woman, okay, because they need both, uncles, aunties, older cousins, younger cousins, cousins who have it together, cousins who don't have it together, because all of their input matters in an honest way. So you can learn a lot from your cousins that made bad decisions that's going to guide you to not make a bad decision. You can learn a lot from your cousins that dealt with peer pressure and made it through the peer pressure and still focused on the thing that they wanted to do. Okay. So don't just cut your child off from the cousin that's not always doing the right thing. Allow them to have a conversation and discuss what happened, what could have happened, and find some growth in that, okay? So coming at number 10, I'm going to do a countdown. Warn your kids that they will have to learn how to live with their mistakes and their embarrassing moments because they're not going anywhere. I've told my daughters about my embarrassing moments in middle school. I've told my daughters about my embarrassing moments in high school. I've told the internet about my embarrassing moments in high school, especially when I was in ninth grade and we had lockers and they had those combination locks and I could not get it open and I cried. And I was the only one left in the school. I think 45 minutes after school was out and everybody left, trying to open that lock so I could get my book and go home. Embarrassing. Okay, but I remember it. I am 37 and I remember that day like it was yesterday. I remember the pressure. And if I could say anything to a teen right now, it's not that big of a deal. Okay, it's not that hard to ask for help. And stop getting mad because you have to ask someone for help. You have to learn how to handle not having all the answers, not always being able to. And someone might be able to do something better than you and be okay with it. Okay. Crying because you're frustrated is not going to get it done. Crying because you're mad that is all these things that you feel like are defeating you is not going to help you. It's just going to make it a longer process and harder. Ask for help. Ask for someone to show you. There is always someone who is willing to help. Everybody in the world is not against you. All adults are not that busy. And that's why it pays you to be nice and open to having different discussions with complete strangers in a shared space. So like even if someone at school that you don't know, maybe your friendship will start by that day that you couldn't get your locker open. Or that day you couldn't find your class and the bell rang and you was running late. Or that day that you had to take a test and you had to get to the location by a certain time and they told you where you needed to go just in time for you to get there. Maybe that's the start of the best friendship you have ever had in life, you know? So don't really overthink those moments. I even told my girls about my embarrassing stories in my 20s. How I was at my internship in New York and the office had all these glass doors from floor to ceiling, window to window. It was on Broadway and we were in a shoe leather meeting and they sent me to go get the copies of the CADs on the printer. And I walked into the glass closed door three times back to back to back. I told them about that story because it's life. And I still remember that day like it was yesterday. So teach your teen that you're going to have to learn to live with your embarrassing moments and your mistakes. Number 9. High school is a small part of your life. Okay. Experience trying things, experience failing at things, experience school dances, because in your 30s, who's really asking you to go out to dance? Nobody. I've never danced with a man. Oh, like out of high school? Never. I've never seen a man in a club dance. I really hate these thumbs up that this thing me doing. Please stop. Hold on. Let me turn this off. Please do not recognize gestures. Thank you very much. And that's your time to go to the dance. That's your time. Well, you can always go to a party, but parties are usually going to be high school, college. I'm not really going to a party after that. So if you want to experience a party responsibly with your wise head on, okay? But don't overthink high school. Don't think you have to have a certain amount of friends. Don't think if you don't do this, your life is not going to be right. Relax. Relax, please. Your life is not over when someone breaks up with you. You're going to have plenty of girlfriends, plenty of boyfriends. Who cares? Your life is not over because your friend that you had since second grade doesn't want to be your friend anymore. People grow up and people change. It's better for you to learn now than to be heartbroken later, okay? Number 8, don't walk around with anger. Let it go. Walking around with anger as a teenager just rubs everyone the wrong way. It's like you're a mushroom spreading your pores to everyone around you. Perfect example, Arya did it this morning at the bus stop. It started from in the house. She sprayed herself with perfume and it's still, what is it? Still August, so the mosquitoes are out and eating. And I sprayed myself with mosquito spray. And I sprayed her because she's getting bit all the time. Anya really doesn't get bit like that. Instantly, she got mad at me. Why did you do that? You just messed up my smell. So she went in her room and she sprayed perfume on her. I sprayed perfume on her. She was still mad. I'm talking about tears. Okay? This is a 7-year-old. Okay? Got to the bus stop. She had an attitude. So why are you looking at me? Don't look at me. So I stood in front of her. I didn't say anything. Anya was talking to me. She was like, so? Can you be quiet? So she was just like, every little thing looking to put a dig on somebody because she was in a bad mood. And when you do that, you're going to run into snowball problem after snowball problem after snowball problem. It's really not that deep. So quickly snap out of it and stop making your personal issue everyone else's issue, because don't nobody want to be around that. Don't nobody want to deal with that all the time. So there's that. Number 7, teach teens to plan ahead for what they will need. I'm going to say this again. Teach teens to plan ahead for what they will need. Back to school, you know that's coming up. Put your money to the side for the thing that you want that you don't need, because I'm not buying it. Know what you need for school for your teacher. Tell me. Have your list. Get your clothes out the night before so you're not running around the house like a chicken with its head cut off, okay? Tell me what we ran out of as far as snacks or lunch meat. Or what you need. You got a project coming up. Do not tell me the night before. Do not tell me 2 days before. Tell me at least 2 weeks before that project is due what you need for that project so you can be successful. So I can be less stressed. So you can relax. Okay? Do not put off your homework until 2 hours before you have to go to bed. That's irresponsible. Okay? That's not you planning ahead. Okay? Have your pencil sharpened before you got to go to school. Don't be that student in class asking somebody to borrow a piece of paper and a pencil or a pen. Or do you got your book? Can you share your book? Nobody likes that person. Nobody likes that person. Okay? Number 6. The friends you keep shape your character more than the ones you lose. The friends you keep will have a big impact on who you are to other people outside of the ones that you lose. So losing a friend that wasn't helping you or making you a better person in life, is that really a loss? No. No. That's like a leaf on a growing plant that's dying, and I have all these other leaves that are thriving. Let me help make this plant better. Help yourself by cutting off dead ends, things that are not growing, things are that are not helping you be better, okay? When you lose friends, when you're a good person, you're an honest person, you're a great friend, it is not a loss for you, it's a loss for them. Okay? So the quicker you understand that, the more you're going to be like, okay. Okay. Especially if they don't want to talk about it. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Number 5, always keep a level of self-respect at all times. So there is no friend that's going to suggest me to do something that is going to go against my integrity, my values, that is going to make my family look bad, that is going to make my siblings look at me a certain way. You have to have a certain level of self-respect when you're at school, when you're at the bus stop, when you're on the bus, when you're at the playground, when you're in a park, when you're in a store, when you're out and about with your family and you see your friend. You shouldn't have to act like two different people in front of that person versus your family, right? I always tell people I've been who I've been, how I've been in workplaces, at school, in college, outside with friends, with my mom, with my kids, with friends. You know what I'm saying? I don't switch up for people to see me a certain way. I am who I am. I act how I act, but I'm going to respect myself. And if I tell you no, it's no. I don't have to give you a reason on why it's no. If I tell you no thank you, it's no thank you. Keep the no thank you. Stop pushing. If I take your compliment and I don't want to do anything further with you because you gave me that compliment, respect me and leave me alone. You know what I'm saying? And some people are going to think they can push you to make a different decision. Some people are going to go out their way to try to disrespect you and be disrespectful, but it doesn't mean you have to match energy. Okay? So learn to keep self-respect with you at all times. Okay? I don't want anyone to be able to be like, yeah, you know, she did this, even though she told you no, but you're a liar. You're a liar. Okay? Like, my friends know what not to ask me to do because I'm not doing it. Women know I am not the friend to go do this with because I'm not coming. Men know you cannot pop up at my home because Shan don't do that. Okay? My brothers know not to ask me to come to certain get-togethers because I'm not coming. You know? Have your boundaries with people, and the people who love you, the people who care about you, will respect you for it. Okay? Next. What you enjoy and are passionate about, carry it with you so you can feel fulfilled. Hey guys, thank you so much for checking out this podcast. This is one of many podcasts that I do. So when you support this podcast, you are supporting options that I can do with the other shows. If you're not aware, I have Cozy Moon Podcast, I have Creator Podcast. Loudmouth Stereo was discontinued, but the the episodes are still up there if you want to listen. She Gets It Pod was discontinued, but the episodes are still up there if you want to listen. So What Pays Me on Bit is a book club podcast. We have The Real Relationship Report that I do with Dungeon on Stereo App bi-weekly. And then there is the one and only Wear It Right with Shan, which is my podcast where I talk about fashion and style. So when you support one, you support all. If you would like to donate to any of these shows, you can. The link is in the show notes, and I do appreciate it. It does give me other opportunities to do other things. And also, please support the website. Visit often, because there's a blog on there called Thick Grits and Pods, where I upload my thoughts and things that help podcasters and creators and just keeping us where we need to be in our minds and in life. ShambiPodden.com is the website. You can also find all of my books on that website and all of the shops to go ahead and purchase merch if you like wearing what you support. And I appreciate you. Now back to the show. I'm going to tell you right now. The last time I worked a job that I liked was in 2012. It is 2024. So when I do this podcasting thing, it's because I enjoy it. It's because it fulfills me. It's because it's something I'm passionate about. So I can balance out the thing that I don't really like that I have to do in life while I do something that fulfills me. I feel like there's a lot of miserable, unhappy people in life because they're doing all these little things throughout their day that they don't enjoy and don't want to do, and they don't leave hours within a day to do something that they actually enjoy and would love to do. And it's really about making personal investments in yourself when you do certain things so you can have certain options. Okay, so just keep that in mind. Leave room for you in every day, right? That's number four, and I'll tell you more after these messages. Hey guys, thank you for checking out this podcast. This is Cozy Womb Podcast. A great way to support the show is by purchasing merch. You get something. Someone that doesn't know about the show sees your great merch, asks you about the show, or Googles it themselves, and then we just start connecting the dots. I appreciate you. Thank you for supporting, and let's continue to listen. We're back. Hello. Okay, we got three more to go down. I'm doing a countdown of 10. We got three more things that I wish I knew did not matter as a teenager that I'm going to give you. I hope you guys are enjoying yourselves. Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to leave a review. Don't forget to leave a comment down below. Don't forget to share this with your teenagers or someone that has teenagers, because somebody would have told me, okay? Number three, when you're wrong, own it. When you're wrong, own it, because people will respect you more for it, even if it makes you feel bad. That's integrity. That's doing something, whether or not someone's looking, the right way. That's, oh, I could, but I'm not, energy. You lucky I didn't because you just left it there out in the open. You know what I'm saying? Great example of this. When I was in college, I went to the Mall of Georgia with my cousins. And I used the restroom and I left my wallet on the sink. In the Mall of Georgia, do you know how busy and big that mall is? And I ended up going to mall security. And this old lady found my wallet and she took it to security. And I got my wallet back with all my information in it and all my money. That's integrity. She didn't have to do that. I'm sure she had other things to do. You know what I'm saying? And seeing people leave their car door open and me say, hey, your car door is open. Or seeing someone driving and their taillight is out and me just letting them know, hey, your taillight is out. And people do it for me all the time. And I appreciate that. And that's a part of having integrity. So make sure that you're being a good person, whether or not someone is looking or not, whether or not somebody is hearing or not. Like this whole social media thing where people want to videotape themselves feeding the homeless. People want to videotape themselves giving someone money. I understand that you want to do a good deed, but does this person who is in a state of mind or a position that they don't feel their best want to be videotaped? You know, just be considerate, okay? Number two, worry about what you can change and not what you can control. When I tell you this used to take over my life, this used to just make my heart beat, just sit in my chest right here, trying to be on time, trying to rush for this, getting money to pay this at the last minute, catching the train at the last minute, doing a money transfer at the last minute so I can do this. Do you know how many times in my early 20s that I overdraft my account because I needed $1.75 for the train or the bus and I ate that $30 fee? Like, going through that and learning is not worth it? Okay. Stop worrying about what you cannot control and focus on what you can change. And if you honestly do not want to do better, stop telling people who care about you and who help you that you're going to do better, because it gets exhausting to hear and people want to help you less when you patronize them or pacify them with lies. Okay? Nobody respects a liar. Nobody trusts a liar. And it is harder for you to earn back someone's trust than it is for you to lose their trust. Okay? It's hard. Because now this lie is just stapled to your character of your being. And if you're not a liar, don't start lying. Do not start lying to people who will stand by you and help you. Okay. Number one, the number one thing I wish I knew as a teen that did not matter is your health matters more than anything. So learn your limits. Okay. I was never into smoking. I was never into drinking. I was never into taking certain things to feel a certain way. I was never into breaking property. I was never into skateboarding in places where I wasn't supposed to skateboard. I was never into going somewhere, trespassing to just go hang out. Like, that wasn't my thing. So when it comes to my health, even now that I'm in my mid-30s, I am very much, what can I do to be healthier, to be better? Like, even right now, I'm fasting, and I hate it, okay? Fasting is basically, there's a certain time of day where I don't eat and I don't drink, and then there's, like, this block time where I eat and I drink. But what I eat and I drink in that time has to be without sugar, has to be without carbs, that's pasta, that's bread. I have to take my vitamins, I'm drinking water, I'm only having coffee once a week. Because of my health, like, I want to be healthier. I want to feel better in my clothes, and I want to be around for my kids for a long time. So your health matters more than stuff, more than having money, because if you're not around to enjoy the stuff, if you're not around to enjoy spending the money and having fun with your people, and you're laying in a hospital bed because you just couldn't get a grip on taking care of yourself, what's the point? What is the point? Who would want to marry you later on in life after you spent years not taking care of your body? Who would want to be your business partner when you can't even show up for work because you're always sick, or you're always in and out of the doctor's office, or you have all these different criterias on why you can't stand up at work, why you can't do what the other employees do? Like, is take care of yourself. Take care of your skin. Take care of your hair. Take care of your hygiene. Take care of your clothing, because it costs money. Take care of your car. Take care of your room. Show your parents that you're responsible. You know where your things are. They don't have to keep telling you to clean your room. Take care of the bathroom. No parent wants to tell you to clean up the bathroom, okay? But doing all of these things that are not helping your body, that are making you look horrible, staying up super late, having bags under your eyes before you're 30, it ain't it. It ain't it. So please use what I went over on this list of 10 things I wish as a teenager did not matter, and be better. Be better than me. Be better than your parents. Be better than your other peers. And be your best self. Because, yeah, I feel like I was a teen probably like 4 years ago, when in reality, me being a teen was very long ago. But what I was worried about wasn't even that important. I wish somebody would have told me, oh, you got a lot of acne? Cool. Drink a lot of water. Drink a lot of water, lessen your sugar intake, and lessen your sodium. But no, my mom was trying to allow me to eat whatever I wanted, not wash my face consistently, and use Proactiv and hope the Proactiv was going to work wonders, okay? When it's really your body, your skin looks better when you're taking care of the inside, okay? Your skin is your biggest organ, but it's going to show the world and you how you're taking care of your body, okay? What's not working right in your body? Okay, so if you want your skin to look better, if you want your hair to grow, if you want your nails to grow, if you want to feel good about yourself, you have to treat your body good. Okay, I'm not saying you have to be an athlete, because I was not an athlete. Okay, yes, I played basketball a little bit. Yes, I was a cheerleader a little bit. Yes, I ran track a little bit, but I never stuck with that because my body was bodying, and I wasn't about waking up early to go do that stuff. Some people are, okay? I have friends from elementary school still. I have friends from middle school. I have friends from high school still. I talk to them, you know what I'm saying? They're doing great in life. And the reality is, some friends you're gonna keep in touch with and some friends you're not. And that's fine too. All right. But I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I hope this helps a teenager out there, because I wish somebody would have told me. My name is Shan. I am the mom of the girls. I will be back with another episode. And thank you so much for listening. Bye. Remember, shanbepoppin.com.
Early holiday savings have arrived at Tanger Outlets. Discover the best gifts from your favorite brands, perfect for everyone on your list. And stack your savings with up to 70% off, plus an extra 15 to 25% off only during Tanger Style. Save at Polo Ralph Lauren, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, Skechers, J.Crew Factory, and more. Hurry in. These early holiday deals last through November 24th. Tanger Outlets. More savings, more cheer.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You've got questions? O'Reilly Auto Parts has answers. Need a pro you can trust? We've got that too. No matter what you need, our professional parts people have the training and expertise to help you do things right. Deep automotive knowledge. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, oh.